February 11th marks not only the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes and the World Day for the Sick, it also commemorates the birth of Vatican City-State. It was on this day 80 years ago when Pope Pius XI signed what were to become known as the Lateran Pacts with then-Italian leader Benito Mussolini. President of the Pontifical Commission for Vatican City-State, Cardinal Giovanni Laiolo, told us more.
The whole purpose of the sovereign state of the Vatican City is to safeguard the Pope from political interference or pressure as he leads the Church and carries out his ministry of the Gospel, which is at the service not just of Catholics, but for all of humanity. The Vicar of Christ must be independent and free to act without being called to account by any earthly authority, but simply by God. The history of Europe, especially, demonstrates how often in past centuries, and even in the 20th century, governments or regimes have tried to limit the freedom of the Pope in carrying out his mission. Even today, there are many politicians who would prefer the Pope to remain silent on those moral issues that they don't agree with. Vatican City-State, within his tiny territory, guarantees the Pope full independence from any external political influence.